Software architecture has long been caught in a tug of war between rigid upfront design and chaotic emergent structures. But what if this conflict is based on a fundamental misunderstanding? What if architecture and agility aren't enemies but essential partners in creating systems that both endure and evolve? This revolutionary perspective forms the heart of lean architecture, which challenges us to rethink how we build software systems. Rather than choosing between structure and flexibility, the approach reveals how thoughtfully designed foundations actually enable greater agility, much like a well-designed house foundation supports various interior configurations while maintaining structural integrity. The most transformative insight might be deceptively simple. Bring everybody together from the beginning. This lean secret challenges the sequential handoffs that plague traditional development, where architects design in isolation before passing blueprints to developers who code without understanding the original vision. The waste in software development isn't primarily from unnecessary code, but from the wait states and miscommunications when teams work in silos. When architects, developers, testers, and stakeholders collaborate from day one, they create shared understanding that dramatically reduces rework. Consider what happened when architect Diana Velasco spent time observing users in their natural environment. She discovered sticky notes around computer screens and crib sheet notebooks essential to users' workflow that had never appeared in requirements discussions. These discoveries came from going to see rather than assuming. What looks like just talking to casual observers is actually crucial investment preventing costly misunderstandings later. Have you ever been part of a project that delivered what was asked for but missed what was needed? This disconnect often stems from jumping to solutions before understanding the problem. A good problem definition serves as a compass, providing direction without over-constraining solutions. Rather than vague statements like, "the system is too slow," effective problem definitions are specific and measurable. Database queries currently take 10 seconds, but need to complete within 2 seconds to meet customer satisfaction targets by Q3. This precision transforms complaints into actionable challenges and forces teams to confront assumptions, align understanding, and uncover hidden requirements. What makes software intuitive? It's how well the system structure matches users' mental models. Domain models represent stable business concepts like account, customer, or transaction in banking systems. While features evolve, these underlying concepts remain constant over decades. Consider banking. Despite evolving from paper ledgers to mobile apps, the core concepts of accounts, transactions, and balances have remained stable. When architecture reflects these mental models, users find the system intuitive and developers can more easily accommodate change. Domain knowledge compresses stakeholder mental models into a coherent structure, the what it is rather than what it does. The most effective approach expresses domain models through abstract base classes that define interfaces without implementation details. These classes serve as guardrails, preserving system form, deliberately dumb classes focused on structure rather than behavior. As a user, I want to transfer money between accounts so none become overdrawn. This user story raises many questions. Who is this user? What channels will they use? Can transfers occur between different banks? While user stories provide valuable starting points, they often lack context needed for development. Use cases fill this gap by systematically addressing these questions. They include both the happy path and exceptions, with numbered steps showing interactions between actor intentions and system responsibilities. When developed collaboratively with stakeholders, developers, and testers, use cases capture both business needs and technical considerations. The terminology becomes direct input to architecture. Use cases also provide natural units for release planning. The sunny day scenario typically gets highest priority, with deviations implemented according to business value. When teams distribute problem ownership appropriately, product owners focusing on ROI vision, development teams on implementation, and scrum masters on process improvement, they create an ecosystem where each concern receives proper attention while maintaining alignment with objectives. Traditional object-oriented design fragments behavior across domain objects, making it difficult to see complete use cases in code. Money transfers might scatter pieces across account, transaction, and ledger classes, leaving developers struggling to grasp the operation as a whole. The Data, Context, and Interaction, DCI, architecture separates what the system is, domain objects, from what it does, use cases, connecting them through context objects. Domain objects represent business entities, while use case logic lives in object roles dynamically assigned to domain objects when needed. In a money transfer, a savings account might temporarily play the role of transfer money source, with responsibilities like checking balances and withdrawing funds. Another account plays transfer money sync for receiving deposits. The context coordinates these roles, binding them to appropriate domain objects for the duration of the use case. This approach keeps domain objects focused, localizes use case logic, reflects users' mental models, and makes changes easier to implement. Software development is fundamentally a human activity, not just technical. The best architectures emerge from collaboration between skilled individuals with diverse perspectives. Like craftsmen developing intuition through experience, software architects cultivate instincts through practice and learning from successes and failures. Christopher Alexander describes great architecture arising from millions of selfless individual acts, places designed by all people, not just professionals. This democratization suggests optimal solutions emerge when we embrace diverse viewpoints and encourage participation from all stakeholders. The first thing you build isn't code, it's trust. Without it, teams waste time decoding ambiguous requirements rather than asking clarifying questions. Agile teams need psychological safety to ask questions openly, requiring egoless development, where members prioritize collective goals over personal stakes. Software architecture isn't about perfect designs. It's about establishing flexible foundations that evolve with changing needs. Successful architects combine technical excellence with emotional intelligence, understanding both logical and human aspects of development. They invest in just enough structure to enable parallel development, maintain consistency, support quality attributes, and minimize technical debt without creating rigid constraints. The future belongs to those who balance structure with flexibility, planning with adaptation, and individual expertise with collective wisdom. Great systems arise from thoughtfully integrating architecture and agility. Bring everyone together early, understand the real problem, build models that match users' mental maps, and organize code to reflect how people think about the system. Ultimately, we don't just build software, we build tools that extend human capability and enhance human experience. When architects, developers, and stakeholders collaborate continuously, they create systems that better reflect business needs while remaining technically sound. This collaboration establishes feedback loops that allow architecture to evolve as understanding deepens, with the team collectively responsible for maintaining architectural integrity. Effective teams develop a shared language bridging technical and business domains, making architectural concepts accessible to all stakeholders. They document just enough to communicate essential structures without creating maintenance burdens, focusing on high-value artifacts like architectural decision records. Architecture isn't created once and handed down. It's a living framework that evolves through continuous refinement based on implementation experience and changing requirements.